Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. I know time's pressing, so let's push on with my 10 top tips for SEO in 2021. Before we start with my 10 top tips, I want to cover one very important fact. Any form of web marketing is a marathon. The harder and longer you work at it, the better it becomes, and there are very, very few quick wins. The quick wins that you can get are the advertising, so Facebook ads, Google ads, all of that sort of stuff. Other than that, just keep working at it. And I hear a lot of people tell me that SEO is dead in the era of social media. And I'm here to tell you that actually social media is complementary to your SEO activity. 80% of us use search engines when we're looking for stuff. Somewhere over 90% of us actually use Google. That kind of tells you that search engines are important. And when only 50% of people ever go past the first page of search results, and 10% venture past the second page of search results, it's search engine optimization that gives you a chance of getting your website onto the first page. So, yes, SEO is important. Without further ado, top tip number one, and I know it's boring, but make sure you are measuring the performance of your website. After all, if you don't know how well your website's performing, how do you know if the work that you're doing on your website is working? Google Analytics is free to use. If you're not using it, get started. Top tip number two, make your website fast. That's not an acronym, it just has to be speedy. Your website has to open within 3 seconds. That's the attention span of the average web user. And if your website doesn't open quickly, they're just going to go back to the search results and pick somebody else. But it's harder than that. Not only does your website have to open within 3 seconds, but you've only got about 2/10 of a second for people to get what it is that you do. And if they don't get it straight away, they're going to go somewhere else. So when it comes to website design, the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid, wins out every time. Top tip number three. Now we're really beginning to get there. Keywords. Keywords are nothing more than the words and phrases that people tap into their browsers when they're looking for the things that you do. And it's important that you understand those keywords so that you understand how people are searching for you. And to do that, think like a customer. Get outside of your brain. Think laterally. What other words might people use that are related to what it is that you do? Have brainstorming sessions with people. Just sit down and ask the question, if you were looking for us on the internet, what would you tap into a browser? Ask everybody. These could be your suppliers, they could be clients, they could be friends, they could be family. And then have a look using those keywords and see what comes up. Are they your competitors, in which case you're on the right track? Or are they totally unexpected, which probably says you're on the wrong track? Top tip number four. Make sure that you have the keywords in your meta title. Now, your meta title is the first bit of text that a search engine sees when it comes visiting your website. And it's the text that appears in the tab of your browser. You've got about 60 to 65 characters to play with. And when I talk about characters, that's letters, that's spaces, punctuation. That gives you enough space to include about 3 to 4 keywords. No more, because otherwise the messages potentially get confused. And each page on your website should have a unique meta title that is specific to that particular page's content. Top tip number five, make sure you've got keywords in your meta description. And your meta description is something that Google refers to as the snippet. It's the descriptive text that pops up in the search results. And if somebody searches using a keyword and that keyword is in the description, Google and Bing and Yahoo will put that keyword or key phrase in bold so it stands out, so it draws the searcher's attention to your entry. You've got about 160 characters to play with. Again, use it on every page. Every page has to be unique. It shouldn't be any shorter than about 60 to 70 characters, otherwise it runs the risk of being ignored by the search engines, and anything more than the 160 is wasted effort. Top tip number six, you now need to put your keywords in your page content, so when the search engines visit, they're looking for relevance. Where can they find the keywords? And the more places they find the keywords, the more relevant they will feel your site is to people who are searching. But don't try to over-engineer it. Remember, this content is for people to read and act on, not for the search engines. Search engines are simply a means to an end.
When you've written your content, read it out loud. Does it feel natural? Does it feel as if you're having a conversation with a visitor? Because that's the tone that you need to be aiming for. Top tip number 7, optimize your images using keywords. And if you use the same image on more than one page, it could have a different image name so that it's optimized for the page that it appears on. Optimize the file names. Don't just take the file names from your phone or your camera, 176943210.jpg, because that doesn't mean anything. Change the names. And don't forget, separate the words with a hyphen. It's only by using a hyphen that the search engines can understand the meanings of the words that are there. If you run them together, you run the risk of alphabet soup or the search engines not being able to understand what words are in there. Top tip number 8, remember your images have to have an alternative attribute. This is a brief text description of the image. It describes the image, but it also includes a keyword because search engines are not very good at interpreting what's in images, but they can easily access what's in the alternative attribute. Every image needs one because not only does it support SEO, but it's a requirement of the Equalities Act. It's all about helping websites accessible to people with vision difficulties. Top tip number 9, regularly add new content. If you don't add new content to your website regularly, and by regularly I mean at least once a month, how do the search engines know that you're still in business? There's nothing for them to go on, but by adding new content, it's constantly giving them a cue. And from a visitor's perspective, why would I keep returning to a website if there was nothing new for me to see? Blogs and news updates are critically important, and don't forget you can use them in other ways. So if you create a blog post, share it via email, share it, produce a video, a podcast, share it through social. So make it really work for you. As they say in the equity business, sweat it. Top tip number 10, backlinks. A backlink is simply a link from another website that could bring somebody to your website. And in a really simplistic view, Google sees backlinks as votes. And the more votes or backlinks that you have, the more popular your website must be. And so the higher up the search rankings it will go. But the backlinks have to come from sites that are relevant. So it's no good just getting backlinks from the high street butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker if they're not relevant to your business.
Let's check out the charts.
Here's the top 10 rundown of Andy's top 10 SEO tips for 2021. Top tip number 1, measure your website performance. Top tip number 2, make your site fast. The faster the better. Top tip number 3, understand the keywords that people are using when they're searching for your business. Top tip number 4, make sure you've got keywords in your meta titles. Top tip number 5, make sure you've got keywords in your meta descriptions. Top tip number 6, make sure you've got keywords in your page content. Top tip number 7, name images with keywords. Top tip number 8, make sure you've got keywords in your alt tags, your alternative attributes. Top tip number 9, regularly add fresh content. And last but not least, top tip number 10, build backlinks to your website. Don't lose sight of the fact that search engines are a means to an end. Your website is for clients and potential clients. And if you can't get a good ranking in the search engines, then look for alternative ways of marketing your business. Don't create content exclusively for search. It won't work. Thanks for staying tuned. I hope you found this useful. If you've got any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. I'd love to answer your questions or even link with you or follow you on Twitter or whatever. Just hunt me down on the internet. You can search for Andy Poulton or search for Chief SEO Officer and I'm sure you'll find me. Thanks again. You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.